a front house in St. Louis, but it is Friday, March 23rd, 2 p.m. That's for school.
Do you represent that Sean Howard?
There you go.
The House Redistricting Committee will come to order, and good afternoon, committee members, and good afternoon, friends from Medford. We'd like to mention that we do have more members on the way. They're coming from all points of the compass, and some just have not arrived yet, but they will be here before too long. We thank you for your interest on redistricting today. This is really our first field hearing. We're going to be going out into the public over the next 6 weeks, a couple of hearings each week, and fanning out all over the Beaver State here to take testimony on redistricting. I think all of you are aware that the state has grown significantly in population since the last census. The target population now for all of our House districts will be 57,023 people. Back in 1990, it was 47,372. Our Senate districts back in 1990 were composed of 94,744 persons, and now that number has gone up to 114,047. This is significant for the city of Medford, and this is one of the reasons why we've chosen Medford to be a target area, because Medford has grown to the point now to where it will now be comprised of two House districts. There will be another House district edging into Medford in some way or another. We don't know what that will be, but that's why we're here, to take your testimony on what your preferences are about that. This meeting is recorded. It is part of the public record, and so what you say will become part of the overall public record on redistricting that will go into the final formula as we come to a plan as time goes. I'd like to take a moment to have our members introduce themselves, and I will start with Representative Cheryl Walker.
Thank you. I am Cheryl Walker, and I am the representative from House District 51, which takes in part of West Medford at about Columbus Street all the way into Josephine County, and from I-5 with Rogue River, Gold Hill, and White City all the way to south to California.
I am Joanne Berger, and I take I'm a representative from District 47, and that's on the southern Oregon coast, taking in Coos Bay, North Bend, Reedsport, and Florence.
And I'm Dan Doyle. I'm state representative for House District 30, which is southern Marion County. It covers parts of Salem and state men's sublimity, and I'm also one of the vice chairs of this committee.
I'm Richard Devlin, state representative from House District 24, which is located in Clackamas in Washington County, primarily the city of Lake Oswego and about 60% of the city of Tualatin, and I'm the other vice chair of the committee.
My name is Carl Wilson. I'm District 49 State Representative. That's Grants Pass and Cave Junction, and I am the chair of the committee.
I'm Steve Harper. I'm the senator from District 30, which starts right around Lake of the Woods and goes to Idaho. And I'm the Senate Rules Chair, which is Carl's counterpart on the Senate side.
I'm Representative Bill Berard from District 53, which is basically the climate coal district.
Thank you. And as I say, we will have more members arriving before too long. I trust that all of you have the handouts that we have for you today. And you'll notice on the handouts the statutorial criteria that we are using in the composition of these new districts. And I'll pass it to Senator Harper for a moment.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. You guys recognize that voice?
Greatest voice in the legislature. Yeah.
Thank you. We've got this redistricting and reapportionment broken up between the House and the Senate. The House is working on the legislative side, which is the House districts and the Senate districts, and the Senate will start the bill that does the congressional side. You talked about the growth that we had in Southern Oregon. Representative Morgan, welcome.
Thank you.
The growth in Southern Oregon takes into account the congressional district also, Congressman Walden's second district. It's over by about 17,000 people, which means that his district will shrink by that amount of people. So we'll be looking for comments from you as we go through the day. Thank you.
Representative Morgan, would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Susan Morgan. I represent House District 46, which in Jackson County is the northwest corner, and in Josephine County, it's the northern part from Merlin and Colonial Valley northward and into Douglas County.
Thank you. Again, I thank you for your attendance today. We have a sign-up sheet that we'll take from the top. If any of you would like to come up in pairs, you're sure welcome if you're here with a friend. And what we will ask you to do is you prepare to give your testimony if you would just simply introduce yourself for the record. So I will ask Treva Tumbleson to come forward, and if she happens to have some folks who'd like to come with her, that would be more than fine. I think we have three chairs available for testimony here. And although I called your name today before you come up, if you would still identify yourself and get here, we'd appreciate it.
My name is Treva Tumbleson, and I live in Ashland, Oregon. I'm in Senate District 26 in Representative District 52, and in U.S. Congressional District 2, which was formerly 4. Frankly, 17,000 is just about the size of Ashland, which I think would be better served by moving to 4 as we were before. We have more in common with District 4 than we have with U.S. Congressional District 2. We're more urban, for one thing, and we simply were more content with our former district than with the current one. As to shrinking of the representative district 52, we would rather remain in 52 as we feel we have more in common with Talent and Phoenix than we have with some of the more barren stretches. But in short, we don't really have a lot in common with agricultural districts. We have more in common with small cities, medium-sized cities, etc. We are a cultural mecca, and tourism is far more important to us than agriculture. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask me? Feel free.
Let me ask the committee any questions. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Next up will be Jean Mack, please.
Hold a seat for you. Thank you.
I'm Jean Mack from Medford. I also have a statement from Ray Fleetwood, who lives in Medford and is at work, so he could not be here. Which would you like me to do first, his or mine?
Either one.
Okay. Well, let me read his, if I can read it here. My name is Ray Fleetwood. I live in Medford. I'm submitting this written testimony because I'm an ordinary citizen who has to be at work during the day. I write to make my opinion known to the legislature that the bulk of the city of Medford should remain in one state representative district. As Jackson County's only incorporated area with a population large enough to contain an entire district, any district fully inside the city limits would be unique. It would be the only district in the county that would not have a competing urban and rural concerns. It could be easily represented by a legislator who could concentrate on urban issues. The people of this area have common concerns and interests. Our voice needs to be heard in Salem. We can only be effectively represented by a legislator of our own. Splitting the city between two or more districts only dilutes our voice and shortchanges us. Please keep these thoughts in mind as you go through the redistricting procedure. And I understand that you want copies. To whom do I leave these?
Right. Okay.
Thank you. And I simply want to add my own voice to this. I remember when we were three districts in Medford, and I don't think Medford was properly represented in the state legislature. And I would urge that you have one. I realize we may have to have some cutting at the edges, but that we have one district that basically is Medford's legislative district. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next up is Wilbur Layton, please. Thank you for your testimony today.
Good. I live about 13, 15 miles north of Medford on the Rogue River. And so I'm in your District 46. I don't have anything specific to give you except a concept, or my conceptualization is Interstate Highway 5 in Oregon, as elsewhere, was routed through population centers. Over the years in southern Oregon, population has continued to grow along the I-5 corridor, with Medford anchoring the corridor at the northern end and Ashland anchoring it at the southern end. These cities, as they grew, maintained and even strengthened their separate identities and cultures. Medford is a center for retail, shopping, commercial, and industrial enterprises. Ashland is the cultural center of southern Oregon, with theater, music, the arts, and higher education flourishing. Both are centers of tourism, Medford attracting persons for fishing, hunting, and other outdoor activities, and Ashland, of course, attracting persons interested in the arts, music, theater, and education. As the legislature considers redistricting, I believe the identities of the two communities would best be served by establishing districts that preserve and enhance those identities. The result will be a clear voice reflecting each of those separate identities and cultures. I'm from rural Iowa originally, and just moved here not too long ago, but I certainly support the notion of trying to keeping the rural and urban centers separate so they can have distinct voices. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next to testify will be John Cooper, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to speak. As you said, my name is John Cooper. I'm a resident of District 52, which means just west of Phoenix and just south of Medford. And as a citizen, I'm concerned about community. And you've already heard about the issue of perhaps making more than one or even two districts within Medford. And since I'm a neighbor of Medford and I don't want to speak too strongly on their issues, I am concerned about sort of community cooperation. And if you split a community too much, you often wind up with, well, a disunity, people competing for projects that are better served by one or perhaps two better unified districts or within that municipal framework. Often, when you go to the legislature or local government, it's difficult to have a unified position when you're competing. You're in the same city or town, but you're competing for different projects. And I think one, perhaps two, better serve Medford. In District 52, where I live and I'm concerned, of course, I live pretty much along the I-5 Route 99 corridor. And I've heard some people say, well, there's a commonality of interest. But again, it boils down to community, people who have traditionally worked with each other. But the law is the law. And if a population has to occur, I would request that you look at the more rural area to the north part of the district, out around Trail. And perhaps that could be combined with District 46. Again, I don't want to create a problem for other people, but there is a series or a sense of community along the I-5 corridor and a common purpose. And I think if we strengthen the rural and the urban areas at the same time as part of this process, we'll all be better off. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
Sure. Thank you. If I might ask you one question again.
Sure.
You mentioned that you live west of Phoenix?
Yes, just on the western border.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Next to testify will be Sally Jones, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Sally Jones. I've lived in Ashland for 27 years, and I'm speaking to keep Ashland Phoenix Talent separate from Medford. I feel that there's a cohesiveness in the southern portion of the county in Ashland Phoenix Talent, from the university, from Oregon Shakespeare Festival and tourism, from the new high-tech companies that have moved into Ashland. This makes a very different economic base in from the city of Medford. So I think that the needs are very different in the southern end of the county. Many who work in Ashland are now living in Phoenix Town, which carries the census through. So again, I'm looking at the representation to be kept separate from Medford and keeping Medford as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next, Representative Bates, you're here. I didn't see. Would you introduce yourself?
I'm Representative Alan Bates, and I represent District 52, which is actually being balanced up to the point. And Mr. Cooper, wherever you are, I work for you. Feel free to contact me anytime. Sally, the same way. Appreciate your testimony today and taking time to come down here. Thank you very much.
Representative Bates, thank you. Next on the sign-up list today is Barty Lancaster. Is she here? Okay. Next up will be Elise Smirzinski, I think. Elise, please. Welcome, and if you would introduce yourself for the record, please.
I'm Elise Hardinsky. I'm the city administrator for the city of Shady Cove. The city of Shady Cove, over the signature of Mayor Robert Anderson, submitted written testimony to the committee and to our representative. And if I may, I would just like to read one of the letters that we wrote. This is the letter that we had drafted to a representative day. The city of Shady Cove has been asked to provide input regarding redrawing legislative boundaries. As you are aware, House District 46 and Senate District 23 are predominantly located within Douglas County. We share virtually no common interest with these districts. The city of Shady Cove does feel kinship with Jackson County and House District 52 and Senate District 26. In fact, when we pull up our legislators from the state website, it shows that we are already represented within those districts. Our city representatives are actively involved in Rogue Valley planning and transportation agencies, as well as numerous community, social, and civic organizations representing the Rogue Valley. We would like to be part of a district that represents our city, our citizens, their interests, and the Jackson County communities with whom they have the most interaction. And we request that you consider the comments that we provided in written testimony and these that I give today on behalf of our city council and our community, our residents, our citizens. We would very much appreciate consideration of being included in House District 22 and Senate District 26. I do think that it was interesting and quite telling that when we did pull up the webpage, it actually showed that we were in the district that we wanted to be in, but which in fact we are not. And if you look at the map where Shady Cove is, it's just right on the line. So if a few feet would make a difference, I can tell you it would really make a difference to our community. It has a chilling effect for us to be aligned with communities that absolutely physically and community-wise move in a totally different direction, literally and figuratively, from what Shady Cove does. And with Eagle Point just a few miles down the road, we would really like to be in that group, if at all possible. And we thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your testimony. That exhausts our witness list at the moment. Let me ask, is there anyone else here? One, as you're here, would you just care to testify? If you would, just come up and identify yourself for the record, and we'll take your testimony. Hi there.
I did sign up, but maybe I didn't understand.
You're Barbara Davidson, aren't you?
Yes.
I jumped over your name inadvertently.
Thank you.
You identify yourself here.
My name is Barbara Davidson. I live in Medford. I've lived in the Rogue Valley for 32 years. I appreciate the opportunity to have all of you here and to be able to speak. I think redistricting is a very serious issue and hope it's considered in that light, and it isn't going to be easy. I understand that. In looking at the sentence that you have here, the city of Medford must be separated into at least two house districts. I don't quite understand, because that would suggest that the city's going to be divided in half, and half will go one way and half will go the other. Is that really the intent?
Not, that is not present in the intent. We have formed no intent to that point. I think the point that we're making through this is the fact that Medford has a population of 63,000 plus, and you can only have 57,000 in the district. So okay. Where the line is drawn depends greatly on testimony like we take today.
Okay. There are many residential blocks. If you walked around today, many of those people would think they were in Medford, and when they get ready to vote, they discovered, oh, I'm not. I'm in District 52 or I'm in District 51. So we already have residents that actually encroaches upon what would look to be the city of Medford. I would hope that we would be able to continue the integrity of the entity and keep Medford hard and as much as possible an evenness in dividing anything that has to be divided. I think it really is a negative when you start, if you wanted to take a wedge or a piece of the city out and say, oh, no, you go here. And so would hope that look to keep as much of the city whole as possible in the redistricting. With the second congressional district, until I had more information on what, I would not even have a clue as to what kind of a suggestion. So I hope there will be other meetings where maybe more information would be available as to what would be possible. And then we could have further testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you before you go, when it comes to Medford, do you have any suggestions about parts of Medford that would belong to another district at this point that, according to the statutorial criteria, would possibly be able to fit into another district?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think I can make a recommendation to say take out that section.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As I said, since we already have a community that sets here and the line divides here, if you move it this way slightly, and if you had to do that in a, for instance, all the way around the city, I think that would probably work better than trying to say, okay, we'll move in and take it all on one side or all on the other. After you get numbers, there may be some other factors that come into play, where you may have a small area and a large population of voters there. But I wouldn't want to make any suggestion at this point as to what part should be taken out.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
We have a couple of folks who've just arrived here, if you two would introduce yourself, I'd appreciate it.
State Representative Dan Gardner from House District 13 in Southeast Portland.
And I'm State Representative Steve March from House District 15 in Northeast and Southeast Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you both here today.
Cabs are running a little late, Mr. Chair.
Unlike Portland, we probably don't have quite that great of a cab selection. All right, thank you. Okay, now I'm back to my original statement. I've completed my testimony list here. Do we have others in the audience who would like to testify? Yes, sir, please. And if you state your name for the record,
appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dave Fine. I'm a member of the City Council in the City of Ashland. However, I speak personally as not, and not as a representative of city government. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to echo and endorse the remarks of several other speakers who have been here today talking about the interests of the City of Ashland and its people in the redistricting exercises that you're involved in. Specifically, addressing the question of commonalities of interest, which are not to be divided by statute, I think it's very easy, sir, to identify several areas of interest, several overarching areas of interest, and I'd be happy to elaborate on any of them, which are common among the three smaller municipalities in southern Jackson County along the I-5, Bear Creek, and Highway 99 corridor. These include, of course, obviously the transportation linkage, the interest in having access to Medford, yet not the same type of interest in transportation facilities within Jackson County as the people of Medford have. The interest would not be served, sir, by uniting this district with the population within Medford as you try to find an area for the growth of the Medford population and how they're to be represented. There are similarities in recreational interest, in the areas of resource conservation, which are easy to identify, in economic development and employment, transportation, as I've mentioned, public safety, and depending upon future directions of state policy, there may be some key interests in common in the areas of telecommunication. I'd suggest for these reasons, as you engage in redistricting, you try to, insofar as possible, keep together Ashland, Talent, the rural residential areas on the outskirts of each of these cities, and insofar as possible, Phoenix and its environs in a common state House of Representatives district. With respect to the congressional redistricting exercise, I recognize the challenges that that must pose for you. To be very frank, sir, there is absolutely no perceptible commonality of interest between the people in my city and the people in the furthest reaches of the 2nd Congressional District. They would have far more in common if our city were to be redistricted into a district involving the lower Willamette Valley, the Umpqua, whatever that district might look like. I recognize the daunting nature of the problem, but even if only a small land bridge were to connect us to other areas within what is now the 4th, I believe the people of my region would be better served. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you very much for your testimony. Anyone else from the audience like to testify? We have another arriver here. Senator, if you would introduce yourself.
State Senator Jason Atkinson, portions of Jackson and Josephine counties.
Thank you. What I think I will do is recess the committee for a short period of time as we wait to see if any other members of the general public show up. Meeting like this, typically speaking, some may drift in expecting that the meeting is going to be longer than it has proven to be. So what I'd like to do is recess for a few minutes. We'll reconvene to adjourn if that's what we need to do. But I would like to take a few moments here in recess to see if any...